The film Enigma has brought renewed attention to the work the British did to crack German codes during World War II, but very little is known about the American role in that project, and in particular the efforts of one man in Dayton, Ohio. From member station WYSO, Eileen LeBlanc reports.
Well back from the corner of two busy streets near downtown Dayton sits a big, blocky structure known simply as Building 26. On the corner, by the sidewalk, a stone has been placed. There's a plaque on it which reads, in part, "In 1942, the United States Navy joined with the National Cash Register Company to design and manufacture a series of code-breaking machines that significantly influenced the course of World War II. But this marker was not dedicated until 2 years ago.
Realizing the necessity for the utmost secrecy in the work on which I'm about to engage, I hereby subscribe to a pledge of secrecy binding me not to disclose any confidential information regarding this research."
And Joseph R. Desch didn't. His daughter, Debbie Desch Anderson, found this pledge amongst his many papers in his basement after Desch died in 1987. Over the years, he'd dropped hints to his daughter about code breaking, machines he had worked on, and even about a Navy commander who lived in their small Dayton house. But hints were all she got.
We'd be talking about his career at NCR. He'd say, and then there was the war years, and he'd mention something, and I'd get really excited and ask a question, and he'd just clam up.
Joe Desch may have been vague with his daughter when he was alive, but it seemed that he wanted her to find out what he did during the war. After he died, Anderson found stacks of documents on his desk and on a table. There were papers stamped classified or top secret, and there were photographs.
This is the house where I was born, and this was taken on our front step. Now, this is probably the picture that most puzzled me when I started trying to find out. It was obvious that these were naval officers, and as it turned out, this was an admiral on our front steps.
The officers in the picture were in charge of the Allied code-breaking project called ULTRA. Part of the project was in Bletchley Park in England, and part was based at the National Cash Register Company in Dayton. NCR, after all, was in the business of crunching numbers. And Joe Desch was NCR's top inventor, says Jim DeBross, a reporter for the Dayton Daily News, who's writing a book about the Dayton code breakers.
Joe Desch at the time had a national and international reputation for having invented these very small, fast-pulsing thyrotron vacuum tubes that could count things very quickly. As a matter of fact, even before the Navy had approached him, he had invented an electronic counter using these tubes that could count a million pulses per second.
The British had already broken the Enigma codes that the Germans were using to encrypt communications, but the Germans developed a more sophisticated Enigma for the U-boats. British intelligence couldn't keep up, and the Americans became impatient, as dramatized in the film Enigma.
So where are the U-boats now?
I'm afraid I have no idea. Our intelligence has been shut off.
You're telling us that the largest assembly of merchant shipping we've ever sent across the North Atlantic is now steaming towards the largest concentration of U-boats the Germans have ever put in the North Atlantic.
By May of 42, the Americans were so frustrated with the lack of information and the lack of help that they were getting from the British, they decided, that's it, we're going to make our own code-breaking machine.
Reporter Jim DeBross says that Joe Desch used his thyrotron tubes to electronically improve the mechanical machine the British were using. Desch's machine could go through 500,000 possible Enigma settings in each 20-minute run. It was 7 feet tall, 11 feet long, and tipped the scales at 5,000 pounds. Each machine contained 64 spinning rotors and hundreds of Desch's tubes. The machines were built by 600 young women who had volunteered for the Navy's waves. Catherine Rotz was one.
We had one room we could go to. I couldn't go here or go there. I was the one room, and that was it. We went in there, and we did our work.
What did you do?
I don't think it's a secret anymore. No, we did soldering parts for this machine. You know, I was the fastest one this side of the Mississippi.
The waves worked in shifts, but Joe Desch had no time off. He worked 12 and 14-hour days, 7 days a week, 4 months on end, and he was under 24-hour security watch. Debbie Desch Anderson.
he said, try to tell it to you in his words, they pushed me and pushed me and pushed me and told me that I needed to get all this stuff done because guys were dying.
Desch's machines worked. The German U-boat codes were broken, and the Navy told Desch to turn his inventing skills to the war in the Pacific and the Japanese codes.
Finally, one day, there were communications that really needed to be deciphered. They were Japanese. And he worked through the night and into the next day, and all of a sudden he realized what they needed to do. And there was this huge battle raging in the Pacific. But he knew as soon as he called Washington and made the design change that they'd be able to read the enemy communications, and he knew they were just going to lay it on full bore to these Japanese ships. Well, he had to call Washington. It was his duty. So he called him and he told him, and they went right to work, and he hung up the phone and he realized all these young Japanese men were going to die, and he said, I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Desch walked out the door and for the next 6 weeks went to a friend's farm and chopped wood. Finally, the Navy convinced him to go back to work. After the war, he stayed with NCR until his retirement. Debbie Desch Anderson spearheaded the movement to get the marker installed at Building 26 at NCR, honoring her father and his colleagues. The book by Jim DeBross and co-author Colin Burke is scheduled to be published next year. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Dayton, Ohio.